Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone in the franchise world. My name is Paul Segreto, and this is Franchise Today, coming to you live from Houston on the heels of a great Women's Franchise Network event put on by Deb Evans of Deb Evans Consulting, along with the teams at Pinos Pallet and Safeway Driving. It was a really great event, and today I am joined by my co-host, Stan Friedman.
And good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending upon where in the world you are and what time it is when you're listening to us. And it's a beautiful day in Atlanta, Paul. Can't brag about any women's franchising events, but it is a pretty spring-like day.
Yeah, before we get into front of the house, Stan, I do want to pass on my thoughts and prayers for our franchise today and all of us on the show. To the people in Belgium and throughout the world that might be affected by some of these terrorist attacks. It's really horrific, and I don't think I could say much more without actually breaking down. It's just horrible.
Well, it is every bit of that and worse, and it just keeps getting frightening because it feels to me like it inches closer and closer to, you know, to civilization that we live in on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, we just got to beat this back and beat it off. Right must prevail, I hope. You know, Paul, we also need to send condolences to Dr. John Hayes today on the loss of his wife, who really did battle. I wrote a note to John on Facebook that reading what he posted about his wife's battle reminded me so much of my mom, you know, many, many years later. But my mom was the same kind of battler, and I wrote to John that I was so reminded of my mother and some of the trials and tribulations that she lived through in reading what John posted. And I simply said, I hope the two of them meet in heaven, because they sure do have a lot in common.
Yeah, that's very nice. And for those of you that don't know, you know, John was our guest on the show just a couple of weeks ago, and obviously things have taken a turn for the worse and the ultimate worst since then. So my condolences go out to John as well. I would like to thank Susan Vepp, who was our guest last week on the show. I have gotten a few comments from people that have listened to it. She always has such a great, great, great message. And for anybody in the emerging brand space, or even in the legacy brand space, that is potentially thinking about, you know, private equity and what they want to do in the next phases, you really should listen to last week's show. Susan really gives some insight into what companies like hers and others are looking for. And even if you're not looking for private equity down the road, if you don't have those aspirations, still some great advice to building sustainable brands. Stan, what do we have for front of the house this week?
Not a whole lot to share, but I do have a few items. But before I run to those, Paul, I just have to throw a postscript onto Susan. She did something last week that I don't know that I've ever had the experience of hearing before. I can always see Susan deliver at the front of the room, and everyone is always locked in and loaded on the power of what she shares, but she's always got this engaging smile. And I was never able to listen to a smile until last week. And you know, hearing her talk without being in the room and watching her was every bit as powerful. So she really does have some magic, and I just wanted to throw in my thanks as well to yours, Paul. So for the front of the house today, just a few items to talk about. How about some good news on the legislative front for a change? I'm going to share a state update with progress in Utah, Indiana, and my home state of Georgia, where last week several pieces of franchise-related legislation were active in those three states. These bills to protect the franchise business model by clarifying that a franchisor is not the employer of the franchisee or the franchisee's employees. So in the state of Utah's House Bill 116 was sent to the desk of Governor Gary Herbert. Indiana is awaiting the signature of Governor Mike Pence on Indiana's legislation, and in Georgia, State Bill 277 is awaiting further consideration by my governor, Nathan Deal. And also, forward moving progress in Iowa. IFA pushed back against a negative sourcing bill there, which would have endangered the state's franchise business environment. And on the state of Maryland, House Bill 264 advanced through the state's lower chamber on its way, hopefully, to the governor's desk as well. So, you know, we're seeing at the state level what states should do. States are pushing back against Uncle Sam and some of the overreach of federal legislation and telling the NLRB what they think about some things like joint employer. So hopefully that good news continues across the states, and we've got a few victories there to celebrate. I wanted to just call out something that found my attention a little bit late, but not too late, as tomorrow, Catherine Monson, CEO of Fast Signs International, will be the keynote speaker at the 2016 Pi Sigma Epsilon National Convention in Milwaukee. And they're celebrating their 60th anniversary with the best keynote speaker they'll have ever heard. So congratulations to them and to Catherine for delivering that keynote speech tomorrow. Or on March 24th in Milwaukee. And also, Paul, this month celebrates the 35th anniversary of the Dwyer Group, and that is something that is certainly a hallmark and a milestone celebration that I wish I could be in Waco to participate in. But congratulations to Dina and to all of our friends at the Dwyer Group on the celebration. My mouth isn't working. It must be that Jimmy John's, Paul. Celebrating 35 years as one of America's premier franchisors. And speaking of premier franchisors, if you are anywhere near the west coast of Florida on the 5th of May, you do not want to miss the opportunity to attend IFA's Franchise Development Series, where this year the retooled program is going to be launching on the 5th in May with Firehouse Subs CEO Don Fox. And who better to talk about sales programs and strategies that you can learn from than a guy like Don Fox, whose own Firehouse Subs is heading very dangerously close to the 1,000 location mark, and doing so not just for the sake of rapid or fast growth, but with sustainable growth and with a brand that features every bit as much in operational excellence as they do in great food. So if you've not registered and you're in striking distance of Tampa on the 5th of May, be sure to take advantage of Don Fox being featured at IFA's Franchise Development Seminar. And that'll be a treat, I'm sure, for those who get to attend. I want to once again ask the audience to please remember, nominations are open for the 2016 Franchising Gives Back Awards, one of the key milestones this year for IFA membership in pushing back against ignorance is Aziz Hashim's call to action to help educate people, the general public, to all the wonderful things that franchising is about. And with any deeds that are giving back oriented in your local communities, the IFA is asking for you to please make them aware of the community service that you as a ZOR or your franchisees are doing in the communities from coast to coast. And if you can get all this in, nominations by the 17th of June, sharing your story with IFA, IFA will name some winners at the second annual Franchising Gives Back celebration and awards dinner on the 12th of September in Washington, D.C., as part of our fall pilgrimage to Capitol Hill. So those are the things that are on my mind today that I wanted to share, Paul. And that pretty much covers my end of the front of the house.
So piggybacking that, as you talked about Aziz's message, and I opened up with talking about last night's Women's Franchise Network here in Houston. That was the topic last night, being ambassadors of franchising. Really some great takeaways from the IFA. Deb Evans has shared online. Take a look at them. It's all about being ambassadors of franchising. Also, as you mentioned, Fast Signs, I wanted to recognize Fast Signs International as they've been selected by the U.S. Department of Defense as one of 30 finalists for the Freedom Award and that's the highest recognition given by the Department of Defense to employers for their support of National Guard and Reserve members. And one last note on my part of front of the house stand is looks like I'm sitting across virtually with my co-host, who is a celebrity once again, being mentioned in a very interesting and very informative Q&A on franchise.org, a supplier, let's see, it's a supplier spotlight blog, Navigating Franchise Sales Technology, Q&A with FRM Solutions, Stan Friedman. Stan, great piece.
Well, thank you, Paul, and thank you to IFA for allowing me the privilege of contributing something to the good of the order. And, you know, it's all about my wheelhouse. I love to talk about franchise sales as much as I do anything, and the kinds of tools that we provide for franchisors to help develop and grow their businesses with the right people is just part of the puzzle. So proud to have been given the opportunity, and thanks to the IFA for allowing me to do so.
Our guest today, Stan, Jason Griggs, president and CEO of Max Out Strength Studio, was quoted as saying, "It's hard to tell our story and encapsulate everything we do at Max Out Strength Studio into the typical 1-to-2-sentence vision statement. It's because to every one of our clients, Max Out means something different. What doesn't change, however, is our commitment to their goals, fitness and personal, with deep appreciation for the trust our clients and their parents place in us. It's a privilege to share this unique opportunity with other entrepreneurs so they may develop their experience and ultimately write their own Max Out story." Jason, welcome to Franchise Today.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Stan. Glad to be with you.
You know, for you know any of the listening audience that isn't aware of Max Out Strength Studio, they're in a based in a suburb of Philadelphia, Limerick, Pennsylvania, and they really have a interesting story. And this is not so much a story of promoting Max Out, but really talking about a story of passion, dedication, commitment, and more than anything, perseverance. Because as we talk about sustainable franchising, we hear too many times about franchisors that start out and literally fall over the starting line and then do nothing about it. They wither away. They go off into the abyss, and we never hear from them again. And this is a story, I believe, that needs to be told so that emerging brands can, A, learn from it in order to really perfect their systems before launching into franchising. And as many of them will, probably all of them will face some challenges they never dreamed possible. And in what Jason will relate to us is some of the things that they did to bounce back from it and get back into the franchise arena, unbelievably stronger than ever. So, Jason, why don't you give us a little bit about the early stage story, the decision first to go into franchising, and the challenges that you immediately face after, I might add, spending a tremendous amount of personal and financial resources at that point.
Well, I'd be happy to. First of all, Paul, thanks again for the warm introduction. I was waiting when you first introduced me and the quote that I had. I was waiting for the mic drop, and that was just going to be it for me for today. But but you're right. Our start, that could have been us. What you said about tripping over the starting line and then never getting back up, that could have been us. But we decided that, you know, that what we had, we understood our business, and our business is a small box fitness concept, 3,000 square feet, based around proprietary equipment, state-of-the-art exercise, and more importantly, and probably most importantly, a comprehensive leadership and communication program that we administer to our student-athlete clients. And we knew what we had. We knew that it was very, something very special, and that our clients who were getting that experience on a day in, day out basis, we're doing some amazing things. And it was almost like we can't let this go. We can't let we can't let them down. And we need to continually promote what we do in our community, because we see the results in the eyes and the actions of our clients. And we persevered. It took we've been in business for 6 years with a corporate location, and we've stumbled a little, got ourselves back up, and are now on the right path of ready to take this thing to the next level.
So in doing so, as many franchisors run into some of these issues early on, you try to be everything to everybody. And it took a transformative process of really trying to understand the why behind the business and explain some of the things that have taken place since that first trip over the starting line to the point that you are now re-entering franchising with a new business model that is more focused really on the true why of what you're trying to do.
Well, and I think it's whenever you focus on, it's like aim small, miss small. When you draw a very tight focus on what your target is and what you go after, you can quantify how to get there. If you're out there just trying to, drift net, catch clients, you're going to, the only way to really do that is with price. And we try to do ours. We're a quality deep level of engagement fitness concept. So what we try to do is focus not so much on the masses, but on student athletes. And those are markets that I'm a parent of student athletes, and we spend money on helping our kids have a good experience within their chosen sport. So we're looking to capture some of those dollars from the parents who are looking to have their student athletes be able to perform better, stay injury free. Because stronger athletes are less prone to injury, let's face it. And then they're able to perform better and be leaders within their organizations, within their teams, or in their teams, I should say, and then be able to take that experience on a team as a leader into the classroom, into the community, into their church, into college, and onto a job eventually. So why are we doing what we're doing? Well, it's really to help promote excellence within our community, and to start with a group of motivated individuals in our student athlete population who are willing, receptive, they want to work hard, and they want to be better, that's a very engaging group of people to be around. It's a lot of fun. The studio environment is vibrant, chaotic at times, but it's always fun and happening. And then also to help promote that leadership aspect of back to the why. We want to promote leadership and help drive the next generation of leaders within our community and ultimately our country.
So Jason, why don't we drill a little bit deeper into theater of the mind? What is the Max Out Studio that you refer to look like? What is it that Max Out does that others don't do? How is it that you get that mission accomplished? And it's because it's not just about a gym. It's about the mind, mind, body, and soul from what I've seen. So tell us a little bit more about peeling that back so that the audience gets a picture in their mind's eye of what it's all about.
Sure thing. Well, Stan, as I mentioned, the three pillars of our business are are the proprietary equipment, state-of-the-art exercises, and the leadership program. First of all, the proprietary equipment. Max Out Strength Studio has a sister company called Max Out Strength Systems, and Max Out Strength Systems manufactures the piece of equipment that we put in our studios. And what it does, it's called the Max Out Tower because it looks like a tower. It's an inverted weight stack, and what it does, it helps provide lifting assistance during each repetition. And what the effect of that is we're able to provide two separate weights during each repetition. So imagine if you have one weight that's heavier on the way down and you're resisting that weight, and then the weight coming up is assisted by our device. And what that does, it allows the body to, which is physiologically stronger in its resistance while resisting a weight, able to work on that, the power curve of the human body. So you're able to get more value out of each and every repetition than you are able to get out of any other strength training methodology anywhere. It's truly revolutionary what the piece of equipment that we have. And what we do, we package 7 or 8 pieces depending on the model, 7 or 8 pieces of equipment into a studio. It delivers a total body workout in about an hour, and the client will experience a never before strength training result. And the client need only come to our studio to strength train no more than once a week, because the body physiologically needs time to repair and grow. The body doesn't necessarily build muscle and build strength while it's lifting. It builds muscle and strength during the repair phase and get ready for the next time it has to perform. So that's what really sets us apart and makes us different than every other fitness concept out there. Nowhere else can you get that physiological response from any other strength training program but at Max Out. So that's number one.
And you know, it's not just students, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, because my memory of my visit to your studio, the thing that I took away that had the most lasting power for me was watching Matt Kubler, your partner, work with a stroke victim, and the relationship between those two guys. There was a whole lot going on, and it wasn't just, you know, equipment that was doing it. But Paul, I've got to tell you that I sat down at a chest press, I think it was a chest press or an incline press, I don't remember which one, at the Max Out Studio when I visited. And you know me, I go to Gold's a few times a week, and I do the circuit machines. And it's one thing when you sit down and you put the weight on the machine and you push the weight out and then you come back. The machines at Max Out, they fight back. Those machines fight back.
Yeah.
If you're pushing 80 pounds out, there's 80 pounds coming back at you the other way, Paul. It's totally different.
Actually,
yeah, 80 pounds.
If you're pushing 80 pounds out, you got 120 coming back at you.
Yep.
So
wow.
I often joke, go ahead, try to beat Max Out. I dare you, and you can't. You can't beat it. There's no. You just can't do it. Because it's all every exercise that we do in Max Out is based on your starting ability as a client. And everything's perfect. It is specifically tailored to your ability. You have someone, a strength coach, to take you through your workout, and is with you every moment of every rep that you're doing to keep you motivated and do everything else. But back to what you were saying, Stan, and the question you asked about Matt. And Matt Kubler is my business partner, my good friend. And has been for a long time, and you know, I couldn't do what I'm doing without him. He is really the kind of the heart and soul of Max Out, and you know, he provides a lot of the energy that we have over at the stu- studio. So hats off to Matt. He's one of a kind. And just ask Ozzy or Marianne or Bev or any of the other higher need clients that we work with, because this is not just about doing the right thing by student athletes and whose bodies are ready for the rigor of athletics, but it's also about helping others who have been hurt or been broken or have sustained an injury or disease, and helping them achieve beyond what modern medicine has left them to fend for themselves a little bit. And in our studio, Matt works with some of these folks. There was one of the guys, he was struck down by a stroke and had little motor capacity on one side of his body, couldn't balance. And medicine kind of wrote him off. And, hey, it's like, sorry, can't do anything else for you. Good luck, have a nice life, that kind of thing. But he found us through a foundation that we work with here locally in suburban Philadelphia. And he came to us, and Matt began to work with him. You know, and slowly but surely, doing the same workout, because the same workout that our student athletes do, he does. Because the body is the body. Whether you're a man, a woman, your body's healthy or broken. Muscle is built the same exact way. It's the same stimulus that the body and the neuromuscular system working together, driving those new neural pathways. Just do whatever you got to do, but stay moving. And so he began working with this fella, and slowly but surely he began to respond, and week after week he would show improvement, to the point where, and this is in a very short period of time, he was able to go from not being able to stand up, not being able to balance even on 2 feet, he would kind of fall off to the one side. And in 8 weeks, he's standing unassisted on a wobble board, leg pressing 285 pounds, and more miraculous than that, his cognitive ability began to regenerate. He had memory issues that he couldn't remember, and for whatever reason, now he's able to remember more stuff. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, sometimes he remembers some weird stuff, but you know, it's got to be good. And to see him come into the studio now, he's just a breath of fresh air. It's amazing, some of the things that go on. So
I remember being in the studio the day that Ozzy was there, and what Matt was doing with him had to do with balance at the same mm-hmm. time, at the same time as he was forcing him to balance and exhibit strength and balance. Then he was shooting questions at Ozzy, like, what's your daughter's birthday? What's your anniversary? And he was just making this guy work out, mind, body, everything.
Yep.
I mean, you don't find that kind of training at any gym I've ever been to. This is a whole lot more than just a gymnasium. You're listening to Franchise Today. I'm Stan Friedman, along with Paul Segretto. And our guest today, Max Out Strength Systems President and CEO, Jason Griggs. Franchise Today is brought to you by Paul Segretto's Franchise Foundry. Franchise Foundry is a business accelerator that boasts more than 30 years' experience helping emerging brands bring sustainable growth to their franchise systems. At Franchise Foundry, Paul and his team utilize a hybrid coaching and consulting approach, fostering the development and deployment of effective short- and long-term solutions for their clients. Specializing in franchise management and operations, change management, traditional and digital marketing, relationship and business management, technology, and, of course, domestic and international franchise recruitment and development. Franchise Foundry can also assist franchise brands with raising capital and the exploration of merger and acquisition opportunities. Learn more about Franchise Foundry and their expanding list of clients across various industry segments at franchisefoundry.com. Franchise Today also brought to you by FRM Solutions, where we offer best-in-class CRM and content management software, all designed specifically for franchising. Built in industry-leading Microsoft Dynamics CRM, our solutions are cloud-based or fully functional from right inside your Outlook inbox. Everything you need to effectively manage relationships with prospective and existing franchisees, easily accessible from your PC or Mac, smartphone or tablet. With FRM Solutions, you're empowered to accelerate franchise sales, streamline store openings, enhance collaboration and better manage your processes and workflows, and franchise performance and compliance as well. With FRM, you can even track and manage all of your communications with prospective franchisees by email and text. So check us out at FRMSolutions.com. See how easy it is to sort, report, and dashboard all of your vital data. No hassles, no long-term contracts, no excuses, just solutions. FRMSolutions.com.
So, Jason, before we went to the break, we were talking about, you know, obviously some really great, you know, stories and great events occurring at Max Out. And it's interesting because as we were, and as many people know, Franchise Foundry has a client partnership with Max Out Strength Studio. So I have a lot of inherent knowledge about it. And I remember going through the early stages and we were talking about, you know, the why of the business. And we were talking about the true target audience. And of course, we kept going towards student athletes, but we kept going back towards the rehabilitation aspect of the business and the great progress that had been made, and actually have on the drawing board a medical Max Out that I hope one day we can launch into. Obviously, once we get, you know, Max Out Strength Studio, mind, body, and soul for students, athletes, underway. But as we've gone through this entire transformation, you've gone through a progression of, you know, closing a couple of corporate locations. It's always tough decisions to make in order to focus truly on the core business. And then you went through a stage of getting halfway through a remodel. You threw up your hands and you said, in order to do this correctly, we need to have a new location. And just a couple of weeks ago, you moved into a brand new state-of-the-art location. Take us through that process, all of it, because there's so much emotions, you know, tied to this, but yet you guys stayed the course, achieved the goal, and now are prepared to really move forward with vigor.
Well, you're absolutely right, Paul. It has been a learning, a tough learning progression of events that we've gone through. Yeah, we did end up closing two corporate locations. One of which was 15,000 square feet. It was ridiculously large. It was not even close to being what our business model should have been. And the other one was just not. We were trying to sprint before we could walk. Neither one of those resemble anything we're doing today. And you're right. It was a tough decision to have to make to close those, but it was actually the right decision because just as I talked about earlier on, you know, drawing a tight focus onto what you want to do, not just clients, but what your model is, and what your business is all about, and what are you really trying to do? And I think that's one of the things that some advice, if I had to give it to anybody, would be, you know, take stock of who you really are, and what you're trying to accomplish, and yes, we went from everybody in a couple different locations to a single location and student athletes primarily, and that is our core business. We've even thought about refining that even more, because what we're finding is that women athletes, women student athletes are predominantly been our largest clientele for whatever reason, And we think it has to do with the scholastic hold that that's on men's sports, that we become a go to because a go to for women's athletics and performance, because women's sports in high schools typically can't get enough time in the weight room, or they're relegated to 7 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock at night on a Friday or you know, whatever. So it ends up falling to the parents to get the female student athletes a quality training option. So, and that's one of the things that we were thinking of refining it even further. But I think we're at a good place, serving both the male and female student athlete market. You can refine yourself to death, I think, too, and that you have to know when enough is enough. So I think at this point, enough is enough on our refinement. But certainly we do a great job with all the student athletes that we service.
Jason, you guys are a little unique in that most franchisors all have trademarks, but you guys have patents too, don't you?
We do. We do. We have patents on our equipment. We actually own we're fortunate enough to own the word "max out" when it comes to strength equipment, strength, fitness, and exercise. So we have that brand and that word mark, which helps us out, and those things are important. So yes, the proprietary piece of equipment that we have is we do have a patent on, and so we're able to protect and grow through the use of that device.
So you've got an awful lot to offer prospective franchisees in that. You not only have marks that you're protecting, but the fact that you've got the patent says that you are in pretty protected space in terms of the longevity and the move forward with your brand isn't something that somebody can just copy and replicate and walk away with. Talk a little bit about the prospective franchisee, Jason. Who would that be? What kind of a franchisee do you see as perfect for this kind of business?
Incredibly smart people. We'll instantly
Paul,
grab
I guess it. That kills us, Paul. We're out.
Yep, we're out.
Now, it's our prospective franchisees are folks who are committed to their community. I think first and foremost, they want to see their communities grow. They want to work with young people. They have a sporting mentality or background. They need not be personal trainers or CSCS or any other type of training accreditation or anything like that. We will train you how to be an expert in max out, and there are plenty of folks out there who can be hired by our franchisees to do and administer some of the more technical aspects of the business. It's a fun business to run. It really is. You know, folks, specifically coaches, teachers, other business owners, entrepreneurs in communities, coaches, if I didn't mention them already, and parents who are engaged in youth sports and have kids who are playing youth sports and who just love that environment, I think would be ideally suited for this opportunity.
So let's talk a little bit about how you engage these scholastic organizations and these colleges or universities, coaches. You and I have had more than one conversation about getting PAFI and the Pro Athlete Initiative engaged and involved. Talk a little bit about how you weave that into the fabric, Jason.
Well, I think it's important. And one big aspect, and you mentioned marketing, just how do you get how do you get these organizations involved? And I'll take it at a local level first, and then move into some of these other organizations that are on a more national level for franchise growth. We work very hard, especially Matt does, taking Max out, the ideas behind Max out, and the communication and leadership aspects outside of the four walls. This is a business that may have bricks and mortar in one location, but it has the ability to take idea and thought into classrooms, into schools, into churches and places of worship, and go and connect with young people and adults too. We also work with coaches and help coaches communicate with students. And all these things Matt has put on, has recorded documents that are available as coaching props for our franchisees ultimately, so that they too can be leaders in that aspect in their communities and be experts in communicating these ideas to young people. So what Matt's done, he's talked to several thousand students in the last year or so, going into schools, talking to seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, health classes about leadership, about communication, about anti-bullying, what it means to be a leader. When you talk about bullying, you empower the bully. When you talk about leadership, you empower leaders. So let's talk more about leadership and less about bullying. And bullying will go away. It's just because leaders will lead. The cream rises to the top. So we look to talk to organizations. We also work with home and school associations, doing outreach to them as far as getting their members in and speaking to them. And again, this is about taking this business outside the four walls of Max Out, letting them know what kind of individuals we are and our franchisees will be, and seeing that there's more to this business than just making money. It's about helping build up a community and giving kids a place that they know they can go get a state-of-the-art workout, they can learn great communication skills. So that's kind of what we do. Now, taking that one step further in what it means to grow our franchise business, people know about this opportunity, we do like partnering with groups like PAFI, the organization that you're associated with, Stan, and others, and the Maxwell Football Club, two organizations that whose goals are very closely aligned. They both try to promote the excellence in individuals, one on the field during the game, and one after the game has wrapped up, so that those individuals can achieve some things beyond the game. So, but then what we do, we like to promote our business within those aspects of those two organizations.
You know, through it all, as I said earlier in the show, you guys exhibited and continue to exhibit a tremendous amount of commitment and dedication and passion and your vision as the lead entrepreneur in this goes even far beyond, you know, Max Out Strength Studios. As Stan mentioned, you have proprietary equipment, you have patents, and you have patents that go even beyond the core of Max Out. So explain for our listening audience a little bit more of the overarching structure that, you know, oversees Max Out Strength Studio and of course Max Out Strength Systems.
Wow. That's kind of a big question. From a philosophical standpoint, you know, doing the right thing, it sounds very simple, but the overarching philosophy that we have, that I live by, is do the right thing. And Matt feels the same way. It's, you know, what's the right thing to do? And the right thing to do when the chips were down and we had a choice to make, and our clients were getting great results, what's the right thing to do? The right thing to do is to persevere. When someone comes to us and asks us to help them, they've suffered a stroke or they have MS or they are debilitated in some way, do we turn them away? Do we do the right thing? When we do the right thing. And, you know, and sometimes that means persevering beyond maybe when we should, but we do it anyway because it's the right thing to do. And we take our business, you know, to, you know, the patents that we have a device that works very well in spinal cord injury rehabilitation, and we're just beginning to investigate the possibilities of using it for things like that, and you know, for us to not seek out all the sources and uses of where our technology could be deployed would not be doing the right thing. So we need to get it out there. We need to put it out in wide distribution, so more people can see it. And the more people that see it, maybe someone else will have a discovery of sorts that will take them into a new area of understanding about the human body and how it works and how it can repair itself. So it's really about pushing ourselves out there, letting people know, maintaining a strong network of individuals and businesses and others and just being out there with our eyes open. And I think that's kind of, I don't know, is that too philosophical for you?
No. And there was a reason for my question, and you answered it. And the reason for my question is I want the emerging brands, the entrepreneurs that listen to our show, to understand the level of commitment that you guys have, and you exhibit it in the amount of hours that you put in, because it's tremendous. And I want to embarrass you a little bit almost, and make you blush by, you know, stating some of that. I mean, you run several companies. You are very active in your community. You are very active in your alumni. You are very active with your family. And, of course, there's MaxOut. And of course, a tremendous amount of responsibilities with different companies that have led to your success to this day. Then there's Matt on the other side, who is, a policeman, a full-time policeman in suburban Philadelphia that spends numerous hours at MaxOut, but well beyond that is making sure to stop at this kid's game, that kid's game, that kid's awards dinner. And I'm not talking about his own personal kids. I'm talking about the kids that he's trained and mentored over the years, on top of the fact of being a very doting dad and making sure he's there for his family and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's not enough hours in the day for you guys to even take a nap. And there's so many entrepreneurs that say, oh, I just don't have the time. You know, I need me time. I need this. I need that. And I understand it's all about balance. And MaxOut, you know, has even taken that to a different level by having balance for their student athletes, by incorporating these other programs such as strength agility training, such as leadership training, to complement the core of physical strength training. But, you know, it's that perseverance, that commitment. I think that's it. It's just that commitment of just doing what you know is right. It is all about the why. It is about taking it across the finish line. And now let me add another a part of this equation. You guys have been students of franchising better than I've ever seen before. I've introduced you to certain people. You've taken it to different levels. You meet them for breakfast. You meet them for lunch. You go to community, you know, franchise community events in this area. You go to national events. And then even on the other side of it, you're a national sponsor for Maxwell Football Club Awards. I mean, I can't even begin to figure out where you guys get the time.
Well, first of all, thank you, Paul. When you put it like that, it does make me blush a little bit. But you know, it really is thanks to my wife Tammy, who's incredibly understanding and loving and has supported me through all the years of Max Out and my other business ventures, who's given me the opportunity to be where I am today. I know Matt would say the same thing about his wife Lauren. We have two wonderful women at our side who are incredibly supportive of everything we do. They critique what we do, don't get me wrong, but they're very supportive. In fact, my wife was in for a workout this morning. She's a little tired right now. But anyway, but thank you. Very, very kind words. And we do. There is a level of commitment that we have to our business and to our communities. But it gets back to what I said before. It's about doing the right thing. And you know, you have a responsibility. People go through life, all the time, and just let life come at them and just wash over them and, you know, roll them around the beach and the waves crash on them and whatever. Matt and I are not like that. We get out there, we attack life, we find new ways, we appreciate the opportunities that have been bestowed upon us, and it's cliche, but I forget the quote exactly, but it's with great responsibility. Or with achievement comes great responsibility. So we work very hard at living our brand every single day, and in every aspect of our lives. There's plenty of hours out there. We'll just make more. We'll make more hours. We'll find the time. We'll find the time. It's fun. I mean, business is fun. Especially this business is fun. I think you know, if anyone's out there listening who is on the fence about looking at getting taking their business into franchising, my only advice is just love what you do, and if you love it, if you love what you do, and others are flocking to your door, and you're able to do good things in your community, maybe it's the right move for you.
Do well by doing good is what I keep hearing in this interview again and again and again. And, you know, Matt's not here. We're hearing the passion in your voice. Jason, and I got to tell you, second to money, the thing you needed to be successful in business is what you bring, passion. But with Matt here.
And Stan, that's the other thing I was going to say. I'd say if you want to go out and you want to chase dollars, you'll chase dollars your entire life.
Right.
If you want to go out and chase your passion and follow your passion, the dollars will take care of themselves because people will hear the level of commitment that you have in your business. And this is other advice for future franchisees or franchisors and emerging brands, that follow your passion, don't chase the dollars. The dollars will come if you let the passion be your guide.
I just wanted to summarize a couple of things about your partner, Paul, brought forward that Matt's a full-time cop. But what I've read about Matt and his journey in life, he's got 4 years as a soldier in Army Intelligence, 23 years as a cop, 10 of those in SWAT, 4-plus years after 9/11 as a Sky Marshal. I'm going to suggest that the takeout of this for me is more than just smart people in your business would make great franchisees. I think, purpose-driven people. You guys are clearly on a mission to fulfill things that bring you revenue and revenue for franchisees, but a different kind of currency as well as being traded here. And I'm proud of you guys and can't wait to see Max Out all over the country and around the world, spreading the wealth of the good that you guys are doing by doing well and doing good for those that you serve. And before we lose the opportunity to do it, Paul, I think we need to give Jason the chance to tell our audience how to find him.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
So that's kind of like teeing up a softball for me.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you, Paul, for having me on Franchise Today. And if anyone's out there listening to this and is interested in, and if you're incredibly smart and listening to this, you'll take a look at our website, which is maxoutcorp.com, you'll follow the links for our franchise page from there. So we look forward to communicating with lots of folks here and in the near future.
Great stuff. Thanks for being with us today, Jason.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Stan.
Always a pleasure talking with you, Jason. Thanks so much.
You too.
Yeah, there's another website there. They should look at maxoutstudio.com as well as maxoutfranchise.com. There's a wealth of information online. You could look all over the internet, YouTube, Facebook, and what have you. You know, Stan, I was laughing chuckling, so to speak, because I was thinking about Matt and another one of our guests, former guest Steve Baxter. Have been known. They don't know each other. They've never met each other, but I guess through me there was some type of connection online. And it's interesting to go back and look at some of the banter back and forth at the passion both of those entrepreneurs have. It's really funny. So it's just something that came.
Now you've got me intrigued now, Paul, because I would never have thought of Baxter and Kugler in the same sentence. Not that they're not good, great people in their own right. But now I've got to figure out where that line is that you just drew between the two, because obviously you've crossed a bridge that hasn't found me yet, but I'm going to go look for it.
Quite a nexus. I mean, I think there was one thread that might have gone 20 or 30 responses deep, and I'm not talking about one-word responses. I mean, you know how both of them write. I mean, these were long passages, and they had so much passion behind them, and it was all good. I mean, it was all good, even though they were on different sides of the fence. Two professionals just, sharing their own insight and perspective. And I always love to kind of tee that ball up in between, and then they go at it, and I kind of stand on the sidelines and watch it.
It had to have something to do with politics if Baxter went that deep, right?
Yeah, it did. It did. It was a little bit entertaining, and it was good. And both of them were both good. Well, Stan, another great show. Next week, both of us are going to be in Denver. We're still trying to figure out how this is going to work logistics-wise. Hopefully, we'll be able to see each other and maybe do the show together from the same place, or maybe not even see each other, considering both of our schedules. But we'll see what happens. So until next week, my name is Paul Segretto, wishing you the best, the very best, in this great, great thing we call franchising. And Franchise Today is out.